Most Groundhog Day Blues present Mr. Science. You know, the over-commercialized, empty-headed groundhog myth is hardly a suitable environment for another enlightening visit here in the complicated Mr. Science Laboratory, but once again, we'll overlook production difficulties.
Production difficulties? You mean like falling off the Mr. Science Christmas tree ladder and breaking your bottle of King Kong gin, Mr. Science?
Little Jimmy.
Yes.
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 Yeah, you.
Now, Mr. Science, where does our path of scientific curiosity and learning lead today?
We find ourselves, Little Jimmy, only a little over 6 months from the anniversary of the arrival of the great hero who stands even today as one of the great navigators of all time.
You don't mean...
Yes, the 500th anniversary of the great epic voyage of a giant of a man, Little Jimmy, Christopher Columbus.
My dad says Christopher Columbus was an imperialist despoiler who inflicted slavery and disease and destruction on the poor Native Americans.
The only thing your father knows about Columbus, Little Jimmy, is getting kicked out of the Ohio State School of Animal Husbandry for unspeakable acts. And those Native Americans you speak of were illiterate, naked, uncivilized savages whose presence represented an obstacle to the advance of sophisticated Anglo-Saxon culture.
Mr. Sun. Well, I guess so. Those natives didn't have the fancy stuff Columbus's guys had.
That's right.
I mean, one of their basic weapons was a silly, simple bow and arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I see this one here from my little Jimmy, little collection of Native American stuff.
You're prattling on, Little Jimmy.
I think I know how this works.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Mr. Science finally got the point.
This historic scientific audio lesson in the Mr. Science Laboratory was presented on the O'Brien and Gary Show by the Washington Redskins, the Atlanta Braves, and the Cleveland Indians.
And by your average Indo-European ethnic group member.